This is WMUK's Arts and More, our look at regional arts and culture. I'm Lorraine Caron. 4 years ago, conductor Barry Ross invited pianist Lori Sims and a group of professional and amateur musician friends of the Kalamazoo Junior Symphony Orchestra to give an all-Beethoven holiday concert to benefit the Junior Symphony. A blizzard raged as the orchestra played the Fifth Symphony and the Emperor Concerto to a packed house. Mr. Ross had created a surprise hit. This year's Beethoven Fest is Thursday, December 29th at the Calvary Bible Church on Drake Road, starting at 7:30 that evening. WMUK's Carol Laurent spoke to Barry Ross for a preview.
This sublime music is from Beethoven's only violin concerto, and like the symphonies and other works, it carries a nobility of spirit and a strong sense of individualism. Dr. Barry Ross thinks there's something about his music that brings people together.
I think the holiday time, the new year, new beginnings, the triumph of mankind is spoken to in Beethoven's writing. I don't think it's an accident that when the Berlin Wall fell, Leonard Bernstein gathered an orchestra and chorus from all over the world to perform in Berlin the Beethoven Ninth Symphony. There's such heroism.
When he organized the Kalamazoo Beethoven Fest 4 years ago, Dr. Ross assumed the first concert would be the last. But pianist Sylvia Roederer agreed to be soloist the next year, and then Gilmore Young artist Naomi Kudo stepped forward for the third.
And then I thought, oh, surely we're done by now. And then I heard Delana Jensen perform with the Kalamazoo Symphony last spring. And Delana played so exquisitely. I ran backstage after the performance, even though the program was only half over, and we got to talking again, and I just mentioned that we've had this Beethoven Fest, and Delana immediately lit up and seemed interested. And I said, I've always wanted to conduct the Beethoven Concerto. And she said, well, it's my piece. I just own that piece and I just love it. What's the date?
Delana Jensen is married to David Lockington, director of the Grand Rapids Symphony. She was a teen prodigy in the 1980s, and this year celebrated the release of her new recording of concertos by Barber and Shostakovich with London Symphony Orchestra, led by her husband. Barry Ross says the Beethoven Fest Orchestra brings together a variety of musicians from near and far.
The orchestra, as I said, is composed of many local area residents, but people are coming from Massachusetts and from California who have played in the orchestra before, and we're having a special guest visitor as well.
The mystery guest is a former Kalamazoo Junior Symphony Orchestra musician who now plays internationally with a world-famous group. Beethoven Fest is Thursday, December 29th at Calvary Bible Church on Drake Road in Kalamazoo. It starts at 7:30. All proceeds benefit the KJSO Scholarship Program. More information is available at kalamazoojuniorsymphony.org. For WMUK's Arts and More, I'm Carol Laurence.
You are listening to Arts and More from WMUK. For over 30 years, the Signature Artists Cooperative has opened a seasonal gallery at various locations in the Kalamazoo area during the month of December. Some 36 artists are participating this year in the gallery, which is located in the Westwood Plaza on West Main near Drake Road in Kalamazoo. Jewelry artist David Smalcomb is one of the founding members of Signature and is acting as manager for the gallery this year. We started a tour of the space by looking at some of his newest work.
I'm using niobium, and that is a rare earth metal, and I anodize it afterwards, which is something like the patinas I've used in the past. Some of these pieces are dapped and then have a two or three pieces, and you really can get some nice, you can focus on the front drawing, if you will, or the carving or cutting, piercing, and then in relation to that shape behind it.
Yeah.
And that's the newest work is like that.
The Signature Gallery is open through December 27th, and has items made by local artists that can fit any taste and any budget.
Long board of cherry, and the bark is on both sides of it. It's a plank, and he's cut that on both ends and made a bench out of it, one continuous over and down again. And it's got a natural bow to it from the warpage, and that's still in there, and it sits wonderfully, and you can stand on it, but it's just incredibly
beautiful.
Interesting.
Yeah. One piece, a side table, was worked on by three of the co-op's artists.
Between Pete Zook, who has woodwork in here, and Catherine Martin and Michelle Zorich, who do the things of steel. And so that's a coordinated piece. And he's built the wood pieces, and they've done this. And
it's something, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah.
It's got wood, stone, and steel.
Different burl pieces and some stone woodworking, and then the iron pieces connect and pull all those together.
In front of a display of colorful porcelain, I met artist Heidi Fehrenbacher, who was happy to tell me about her pieces.
And because it's such a white clay, the colors are very vivid. And my latest pieces, what I'm doing is drawing on the work. So that's why, like, the bicycles look like it's actually crayon, but it's just it's a pencil that's designed for ceramics. So what I try and do is, I'm always playing with the idea of the city and the country, and how those two things interact.
Some of Fehrenbacher's objects look like small structures. When asked where she gets ideas for her art, she admitted her ideas often come from common, everyday places, actually, settings, and buildings.
One of my favorite things to do is drive around and look at architecture, either to sketch it or to take pictures. And that's how my canister series started. For instance, the flower shop is based off of an old greenhouse that used to be on Northwestnage, near where the business loop is, and it was a glass greenhouse, and it was gorgeous, and they tore it down. And so that's kind of my way to remember that. I used to love driving by that as a kid. It always piqued my imagination. So with the canisters, to answer your question directly, I had been making casserole dishes, and they kind of stopped selling, which was good because I was kind of tired of making them.
Funny how that works.
Yeah, and I thought, well, I still want to make a piece with a lid, and I thought, wouldn't it be neat if I could take my love of architecture and make a canister where the roof is a lid? And so that's when I started making.
Back to the gallery tour with David Smolcom.
Dawn Edwards is another one of the new artists, and she's doing felting. These are felt hats that are whimsical and
beautiful.
And just absolutely beautiful. And this is Gloria Badner's work, which is fused glass and cast glass and lots of things, and she has some bigger pieces on the wall this year. Gretchen Huggett does weavings, lots of different materials there.
Just inside the front door of the Signature Gallery is a display of turned wood pieces by Jan Bloom.
This is a cherry bowl, probably 18 inches across and probably 9 inches deep. Huge.
Yeah.
Just a huge, one clean piece of wood that is turned. Most impressive.
The Signature Artist Cooperative is active all year, but the gallery is open and staffed by the artist only in December. It's at 4502 West Main Street in Kalamazoo and will be open through December 27th. More information about arts and cultural events can be found at WMUK.org. I'm Lorraine Caron. Join us again Tuesday morning for Arts and More on WMUK Kalamazoo.